Hey. Let me tell you, is it time to connect the dots? Well, you know what? It just could be. And this is Connect the Dots Radio Show, BBS Internet Radio. I mean, this is Radio Free America. You know, we're going to free America tonight. You know, we're all going to become sovereign citizens before you know it. And it's going to manifest into a better, real America, not this fake corporate America. You know, if you're a sovereign citizen out there, you know what the hell I'm talking about. If you're a state national, you know what the hell I'm talking about. And if you don't know what these things are all about, well, you need to go on the internet and start looking. What's all this information? And then you got to stop listening to the weird sounds that come out of the machines. Machines talk are talking to us, you know that? And they're trying to brainwash us. You know? I don't know what to say, but the machines are trying to brainwash us. And while we're talking about sovereign citizens, let's give a little honor to some of the modern day patriots that are out there. And they are out there, believe me. If you don't know about it, well, you know, you're not investigating what's going on. It's been going on for years now, but just to name a few, there's Judge Anna Von Reitz of Alaska. You know, she talks about all the bad things about fake corporate America. And if you're not aware, America became a corporation in 1871. And then she's co-written a book with David Robinson, another patriot. And then there's the patriots out of Texas, David and Bonnie Strait. You might have heard their names before. And they're out there giving lectures and all stuff like that, along with Karen Wilson of Texas, tells you how to not pay your, how you can file the paperwork to turn electricity bill around and get them to pay you the amount that they're looking to get from you. Sounds crazy, but you got to look into it. That's Karen Wilson. And the most successful patriot, I would say, is no, it's not Paul Revere. No, it's Michelle Mickey Klan, K-L-A-N-N, of Arizona. She went to a board meeting of the Maricopa County get-together where the public was invited, and she served the 12 members with papers accusing them of fraudulent behavior because they didn't have proper bonding and that they were pretending to be officials when, in fact, they didn't have a legitimate election and they didn't have any legitimacy to the fraudulent positions of authority that they were assuming, and that under the laws, the real laws, they are liable, and we can extract money out of their bonds, but they don't even have legitimate ones. And they were served with papers. They had 3 days to explain themselves, or there were going to be litigation against them and hold them accountable, something like $1.5 million apiece. And the positive results came out of this, believe it or not. You have to look into it. Michelle Mickey Klan, K-L-A-N-N. This is a real patriot in action, winning a case, a legal case, not in court, but just at the city, the county level. And she threatened them, or not was serving them. She made it clear to them that they will be pursued if they don't get their act in gear and show some accountability. And a week later, they actually passed a school board regulation prohibiting pornography in schools. That's a win for Nikki Klein there. And they got rid of the mask mandates, which once people around the country found out they could do this and tell the so-called fraudulent authorities that they were going to attempt to get file papers to take their bond money from them, which would effectively put them out of work, they all capitulated. And that's why we don't have any mask mandates anymore in schools or anywhere for that matter. And these are important things happening in the U.S. today. And the reason I'm interested in all this stuff, hey, if you listen to my show before, I am a 2020 write-in presidential candidate. And believe me, if you're listening to my voice, look into my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. I'm using the same one for 2024, you know, because I'm a cost efficiency person. Why put up a whole new website and have to go through the whole routine of putting everything on the new one when it's basically the same as the old one? So if you visit the site, 2020presidenttomedison.com, you're going to see first thing that pops up is 2024. And I'm bringing solutions to the table. Everybody else is bringing nothing, you know? And forget about it, you know, these big party candidates, you know, they are bringing you nothing. And forget about Trump, too. You know, I don't dislike the guy, but he's not really bringing you nothing, you know? All this talk about how great he is, yeah, he did a few things, okay, but he couldn't do 1/100th of what I'll be able to do, and that's why it makes me the most qualified candidate. And forget about the Democrats. That creature out there, we don't know if it's we're looking at a clone or, I heard there's four versions of clones, so it could be one of the four. I've heard somebody declared, well, he's a type 3 clone or something like that. And cloning has been around for decades and decades and decades. If you don't know about it, because you had your head in the sand or your eyes glued to your cell phone or something, but the information is out there, just like the information is out there about the alien agendas, the negative alien agendas that are quietly being put to sleep, and the Galactic Confederation rescuing us from many of these bad things that have been done to us by creatures from other worlds who came here long, long ago and who are behind the child trafficking and all other kinds of bad things, satanic worship. Hey, that didn't come from planet Earth, satanic worship. That came from off-world sources, demons, invisible demons, and physical entities who practice satanic worship in the physical sense also. All these bad things were brought to our planet from afar. The proof is out there. If you don't understand that the proof is out there, it's only because you haven't looked for it. It's not just one source. It's not just one person who saw a flying saucer. We got millions of people who saw flying saucers. And if we go to look at another patriot, unfortunately he's not with us anymore, Phil Schneider, you know, worked for the government, and he did some, he has a three-hour video out there. Look for it. You'll find it. He talks about the underground bases that he had access to because he had full clearance to just about everywhere. And, the dumb bases with the children and the that are used for sacrifices and sucking adrenochrome out of them. Horrible things. These are all alien agendas, the negative alien agendas, abbreviated NAA. And our good galactic brothers and sisters have been rounding up these no-good so-and-sos, creatures from other worlds, and they have been removing them. And they're going to continue to do that. And they're also freed us from the implants. They freed, took down the electronic net, the veil. And portals are being opened for us to connect with the rest of the universe. And we have the global mass meditations, you know, that are bringing in more light and creating the more light we bring in, the more we dissipate the darkness. There still are remaining dark forces on Earth. And they're still doing bad things, arresting innocent people, arresting journalists and stuff like that. The chemtrail planes are flying. But the good news is, hey, the state of Tennessee passed a law making it illegal to disperse particles into the air over their state territory. That's it. Tennessee is the first, and the rest of the states should follow. And if you're listening to my voice, you should take note of that. The first step has been taken in the right direction. Forget about the federal government. They're bought and paid for. Bought, sold, and paid for. They are like the enemy, believe it or not. But still, nevertheless, the people of the United States were to have the guts to drop the Democrats and Republican candidates like hot potatoes, because they're worse than hot potatoes. They're willing to participate in a fraudulent government entities, fraudulent political parties that represent the corporation of the United States, not the United States of America. And the corporation does not follow the Constitution. Yeah, the 1891 established Corporation of the United States does not follow the Constitution. That's how our rights are getting violated. They keep replacing important values of the Constitution with their decrees and statutes. And most people don't understand that we, the people, have to control our government. I'm a take control person, and that's why you want to elect me to be the president. Even though the whole Congress is tainted, they're all traitors, I'll still, as being elected, even if you want to call it the president of the corporation, because I'm an ethical person, I still will be able to convince those traitors to start doing the right things. And it's simply done with the power of suggestion. Of course, you've got to know what to say, and you've got to know how to deal with people, and you've got to be instantaneously responsive. And, of course, our whole world is suffering from an affliction of unresponsiveness. Just try to communicate with your local senator or something. You won't even get your foot in the front door. They won't even allow you to communicate with them. They don't get to read anything sent. The only people that get to access to them are people with money. And this is how it's done, and this is how the corporate America works, and we don't like it. Now, it's interesting to know that our galactic brothers and sisters, the benevolent ones, the friendly ones, the ones that want to free us from the tyranny of the negative extraterrestrials that have over thousands, hundreds of thousands of years have gained full control of Earth. And they still control from afar the dark forces that are still here and hanging out to the last minute, down to the last battle. The war has been won. It's been victory of the light. I hope you participated in the... They're the ones behind the global mass meditations, because mass meditations bring more light into our planet. The more light, higher frequencies, the more it dissipates the darkness. The dark forces can't survive in high frequencies. They only can survive in environments of hate, war, anger, killing and stuff, jealousy and killing like that. And the vibrations of love will dissipate that. That's why we have to stop the wars. Let me tell you, it's not that difficult to stop the wars. If I could step into the presidency tomorrow, we could end both those major wars going on, plus some of the other minor ones. Because with the authority of the President of the United States, and if it is still a corporate presidency, you have the power to change anything in this world by simply taking command of the situation. Are you listening, Biden? Of course he isn't listening. He's, he's a clone as far as I'm concerned. Deaf-eared clone. And he only does what they put the disc in the back of his head or something like that, and he runs on automatic. But even that technology is a flawed because we've got, you know, all the bad versions, Stuttering Joe, Falling Down the Stairs Joe, Can't Remember My Name Joe, Don't Know What My Title Is Joe, and those are five different versions of clones, badly designed clones. And that's the real deal. But participating in these global meditations, if you're listening to my voice, you need to join the crowd here because it's part of the solution, you know? We don't have to go out and physically battle. In some situations, we do have to take physical actions. But by uniting in global meditation, we are defeating the dark forces. The more of us to do that, the quicker it will happen and bring on it all down to the final end. You know, of course, it will be culminated with the event. No, you got to visit the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, and find out what's been going on for the last 12 years. Where the hell have you been if you don't know about it, huh? Put down the cell phone. You don't want to visit this site with a small cell phone. You want to get on your computer and visit it with a big screen so it's all clear and easy to comprehend. You know? Cell phones, they're convenient. You know, it's fun to use TikTok, and they're good devices to use to take a visual account of atrocities being committed that you might come across, and they're everywhere nowadays. You know, people being killed for no reason. It's like it turning into an epidemic. And of course, it's not happening just by chance. Those evil dark forces that are still here on our planet, they are mind controlling these people and tricking them into doing things they shouldn't be doing. And mind control is much easier than you think, except it's going on. If you have a strong will, you can't be mind controlled. But many of us don't. From birth, we've been brainwashed through the school system, through fake authorities telling us how we should think, how we should act. And then we have the unethical religious groups. I don't have to name them. You know who they are. Heartless religious groups that promote violence and killing and hatred. They're out there. I don't have to name them. You know who they are. And they come into countries where life is civilized, and they try to impose their evil ways from their evil books. You know who I'm talking about. I don't even have to say it. And you do a little investigation, start reading some of these crazy religious books. You know, religion can be good. I mean, yeah, there is a God, but most religions don't have the identification of God correctly. And too many religions have the, in their scriptures, they have one page of listening, putting forth the doctrines of the real God, followed by a page of the false gods. And the false gods have been playing religious icons for hundreds of thousands, well, not hundreds, tens of thousands of years, because everything changed after the end of Atlantis and Lemuria, who were highly evolved cultures, and then we have the great deluge around 1200, something like that. And after that, everything had to be restarted again, and that's when they started basically promoting the false religions, taking over any religious doctrines that were out there already that might have had survived that catastrophe, and altering them. You know, most people don't realize the Bible is, though it has a good portion of truth in it, it still is an edited version of the complete truth. You know, you want to find the complete truth of whom God is, how the universe works. It's very orderly. You got to visit the fifth apocryphal revelation. You know, of course, what I said might just go in one ear and out the other, but I said it. And I know where to find other truths too, books like The Keys of Enoch, you know. And then when you compare other books like The Crystal Connection, and the list is too big. I can't go through it all, but when you have a variety of, let's say, at least 20 books that you can reference, and then you hear these organizations that you know, there's a good Galactic Federation and there's a copy Galactic Federation. And then there's a good Guardian Alliance and then there's a copy Guardian Alliance. So don't take everything Ashiana Dean has to say as absolute truth, because the hell does she know? She was downloaded, everything she spews out of her mouth. Some of it makes sense, some of it's good. And some of it is definitely wrong. You wouldn't be able to tell it was definitely wrong unless you had 20, 25 other books under your reading, under your awareness of what you can pick out of them. You know, there's the Pleiadian agenda books. You know, most Pleiadians are good, but then there's a bad faction. One group contradicts the other, and there's all that there. It's hard to sort it out. I don't have any problem because I've been, you know, gathering information for the last 25, 30 years, you know? And so I'm quite knowledgeable and I can compare this to that and where they don't connect. And when this tells me when this person's lying and that other person's lying and that bit of information is disinformation because it just doesn't make any sense. When I've heard the real explanation that does make sense. And that's why I'm qualified to be the next president of the United States, because I'm aware of all this. I'm aware of all the bad entities, all the con jobs going on, all the fake government crap, all the bankers, the Illuminati, the Masons who have all... pulled over to the dark side, all the national governments of just about every country in the world is being corrupted by that evil new world order, which is really controlled by the negative ETs, and they brainwash their controllers like Klaus Schwab and Gates and all those other horrible creatures to follow in their footsteps on their own. And these creatures are destroying humanity because that's been the negative alien agenda for a long time. Well, let's get back to something good here. It's an important day coming up, August. I mean, August is always important. But April 8th, we got the big eclipse coming. We got people acting irrational. Governments are acting irrational. I don't know what that's all about. Except they're prone to act irrational all the time. And most of them are brainwashed and follow orders of some hidden entity from beyond the scenes. And but it's a time of energy. And we want to have a positive global meditation on April 8th. The place to find out about this is go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. You know, or go to We Love Minutes Meditation on Twitter and find out about it when it's happening. I'm on the East Coast. You know, it's going to happen at 2:18 p.m. on the East Coast. There's going to be a major event in Rochester, New York, with the Cobra, who represents the resistance to the evil ones, is going to be giving a lecture and stuff like that, if you can make it up to Rochester. Unfortunately, it's not cheap, but that's how life plays itself out. So save your money up. You got a week to go or so. And by the way, just for the record, I participated in the runner-up to this April 8th global meditation. You know, it was a booster, pre-booster one. It happened a number of days ago. And it was at the time of the full moon, and I participated in that. Many other people participated in it too. It was to build up some momentum that will be hanging around until April 8th, 2:18 p.m., the total eclipse on the East Coast. And it's going all across America. It starts in Texas. That'll be a little earlier there. And it swoops up at an angle up to New York State and up to Maine. You don't want to miss this. You want to be part of it. You want to be part of the global meditation, because when we unite the collective consciousness of humanity, it's a powerful, loving force when we unite in a good thing. And this will be a good thing. You don't want to miss it. It'll be the last one before the event. I told you before, it's been decided the event is going to happen in the first half of 2025. So what we know now is only going to last a year or so, approximately a year or more, and that the November election in the United States will be the last election as we know them. Sure, it's going to be a crooked election, but at the same time, if you, the people, have the guts to get off your ass and support a real candidate who wants to serve the people, whose ethics are what's written in Mark 9:5, you know, fifth verse of the ninth chapter in the Bible, that's it, you know. That's my ethics, you know. For those of you who are too lazy to go look it up, it's on my website, and it's what the teaching of Jesus. If you want to be the top commander, and I do, because I'm the most qualified, you have to be the servant of everyone, which if you have your head on straight, it's not a hard thing to do. But just let me remind you, look at the candidates who are running from the crooked Democrat and crooked Republican parties. They're not interested in serving everyone. They haven't made that claim. And if you listen to what they talk about, they're not talking about serving anyone, and both of them know nothing about the common people, because they were both born with silver spoons in their mouths. They're filthy rich. And you can't expect, if you're a common person like I am, you can't expect justice from people who are filthy rich. They don't really know or understand what the common people have to go through. You know? I wrote a song about it. It's out there on the internet. You know? Check it out on YouTube. It's called The Common Man. You know? It's a live version. I did it at a small club in New York City. It's out there. Check it out. YouTube. The artist here, Tom Edison. The name of the song, The Common Man. And I spell it out about the what's perpetrated on us, the common people. So anyhow, it reminds me, after quoting the teaching of Jesus, hey, happy Easter, everybody. Or as I like to call it, happy Resurrection Day. And that, you know, this was the day that Mary Magdalene, the one who isn't mentioned that much in the Bible, who was a true follower of Jesus, she shows up at the tomb. He had been crucified 3 days before, and she shows up at the tomb before daylight, and she catches a glimpse of him leaving and ascending, and he tells her, you can't touch me now because I'm not complete yet. And so he ascended that day. We could call it Ascension Day, too. Easter, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. How did the name Easter come out? I think a better name is Resurrection Day or Ascension Day. And we can relate to that because we're going to ascend. The whole planet is going to ascend at the point of the event, unless you're a dark, evil person and don't want to live in a heavenly realm. I guess you won't then, and you'll be apprehended right after the event by the galactic forces. They're here. They've been here for over 12 years, and some of them were here even longer. You know, E.T. were visiting our Earth, and the U.S. government knew about it back in 1933. Well, why didn't they tell you? Well, it's a corporate government who doesn't really follow the Constitution, and was under the influence of the negative ETs, and that's who they made the contracts with. When the negative ETs were showing up, they made those evil contracts, allowing those sickly-looking, grays, heartless creatures to abduct people and experiment on them. And then these evil ETs, they rape women too, you know? And they have the technologies to abduct people. That's why when you go out in the wilderness, you don't, unless you know how to protect yourself, you have to be careful, especially if you're a woman, because the ETs are still out there looking to abduct you. There's a few of them around still. Most of them have been removed by our brothers and sisters of the Galactic Confederation, not to be confused with the Galactic Federation, because there is a negative galactic federation. There's a positive one too, but there's copycat negative ones. The same thing with the Guardian Alliance. You know, you got to take the time to find out for yourself. I've watched a 6-hour video by Shauna Dean, and reviewed some of her other material that's free for looking at and stuff like that. And of course, she says she's downloaded the information. So it's better than channeling, but at the same time, how does she know that the people downloading her, the consciousnesses, the personalities downloading that information into her are genuine, legit? Whom do they really serve, you know? And whom is allowed to participate in sending it? Can any one of those Guardian Alliance people in? Are some good and some bad? And she's they never made any mention of asking them or quizzing them with questions 3 times in a row, which you have to do to find out if whom you're dealing with is legitimate or not. And, from the amount that I gained knowledge of what she's disseminating with her books and her live audio presentations and performances, that the Guardian Alliance that is downloading information into her, you know, it's like, just like the song I wrote, The Common Man. They feed them lies through the TV screen. It goes down easy with a dash of truth. Yeah, there's truth behind a lot of that Guardian Alliance material, but there's also disinformation. They have a separate agenda to talk against Jesus, whom is more than just Jesus Christ. He's the creator son of our universe, which you're not going to find it in Shauna Dean's information. And she talks a lot about the Matrix, and my final conclusion was the Matrix copy of our system here. It's another false dimensional plane, black hole matrix set up 250 billion years ago, they claim. where they broke a book to start it, the 12th portal Stargate from Lyra or something. It had to, something to do with the Lyrans. And they set up their own universe, disconnecting from the source of all there is, God. And they quickly found out they lost a lot of free energy by that disconnecting. And then that turned them into vampires, energy pirates, because they needed to sustain themselves. They didn't want to lose the eternity they already had, but because of their mistake and arrogance that they were going to set up their own matrix, or black hole phantom matrix thing. Well, anyhow, this group, they quickly found out that they had made a wrong decision, and over the years, some of them decided they wanted to get back in connection with God. But it was hard to do after they broke that connection, because that connection wasn't allowed to be replaced. So then they became energy vampires. And so that group of rebels, that's who the guardian lions and the Ashiyanadin is. I can easily surmise that's who they are. They are the continuation of the original rebels who broke away from God 250 billion years ago, who decided they need to change their tune. They need to get back into the fold because they understand the event is coming and their connection matrix is centered out of Earth. And Earth is going into the fifth dimension, and all the bad negative stuff, any connection to negativity is going to be sought out, found, and eliminated. And they don't want to be eliminated, so they're trying to pretend good. But they couldn't resist to talk negatively about Jesus. Don't look at her material and you'll see. And the truth about Jesus, and this is his resurrection day in the fifth apocryphal revelation. The whole story. But if you don't seek it out, you're not going to find it. You know, I've given you all the clues you need, but I'm not afraid to speak what I'm saying, and I can back it up. And there's plenty of other sources of information. So don't be these, like the old saying goes, God saved me from people that only read one book. Because most of Ashiyana's followers, that's all the stuff they ever read, were her material. And I'm saying her material is tainted. It's inaccurate. A lot of it seems up and up. A lot of it makes sense. A lot of it's very informative. But you need to understand that there's misinformation amongst all the goodies. Again, think of my song. They feed them lies through the TV screen. It goes down easy with a dash of truth. And that's what all these fake agencies do. They share a little trick with you, and they win you over with that, and then they slip in the bad stuff, the misinformation. Because at heart, they're not true servants of the people. They have their own secret agendas. And these are the groups that love to use people. Your typical politicians in America here, probably the same around the world, too. And that's the reality of the situation. So let's bring this back. Yeah, today is, I call it Resurrection Day, Ascension Day. I think we all should start calling it that, those that celebrate Easter. I did a little looking up on it, too, where the Easter Bunny came from. It came out of Europe. Apparently, there was a period of time when people couldn't eat eggs, and so they came up with the Easter egg hunt for the eggs they couldn't eat. Is there a caller there?
Hello?
Hi. Whom am I speaking to?
My name is Sapphire. How are you?
Sapphire. Wow. That's a cool name.
Yeah, my mom liked it.
Hey, well, tell your mom she made a good choice. And
thank you.
What's on your mind, Sapphire?
Hi, you were talking about a Ashiyana something?
Ashiyana Dean, yeah.
Dean, okay, yes. And I was, do you happen to know, there's another BBS radio show that there's, it's Being Inspired with Q. And there's an
Yeah, I don't know about the BBS one. What's the name of it?
It's called Being Inspired with Q, the show, the other radio. But I've listened to it before. It's on Saturday, every other Saturday. I've listened to it, and there's an Asha on there that asks this fellow that uses the name Q questions. Now, I was wondering, Asha, would this be the same Ashiana, do you think?
Well, anybody can take on that name.
Sure they can, yes. But not everybody is.
And she also has another name, E-Asha.
E-Asha. Oh.
Yeah. If you look on her site, yeah, she refers to herself as E-Asha. And she refers to herself as a couple other names, too. And,
well, I'm thinking... Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so her name by birth, I can't forget it. It's out there. Google her name, Ashiana Dean, and you'll find out all the other names attached to her. All I can tell you is this. You can't personally contact her unless you know her. There's this office in Florida that if you want to get a communication to her, you have to email their office. And I tried that, I'd like to get your take on the Galactic Confederation and the, all the information involving the, how does your Guardian Alliance connect with the Galactic Confederation? And, no response, but that's no problem. She's... She's got that affliction of unresponsiveness, and I guess, she doesn't like to answer questions that she only wants to talk about what's been downloaded in her head. So what does that say about her true persona? Does she really have a mind of her own? I don't know. But I'd like to find out.
Good question.
I may do offer, hey, this is calling radio show. You're calling in. And she never called in. And, you can't force people to do something they don't want to do. But, that unresponsiveness goes around. The Cobra Resistance, I've asked them to call them the radio show. No response. They don't want to meet with you either personally. They were using the excuse because of the etheric implants in your aura can be set up and you could... be blown apart or something like that. I don't know if we ever had them or not, but they talked about that stuff. But then the most recent stuff is they said they removed them all. So I'll have to knock on their door again and say, well, come on, there's nothing for you to worry, pretending to worry about our personal health. So, let's get together and do something. I mean, if you're familiar with the Cobra Resistance Group, they recently had... notes from a lecture are posted on the portal, and they were talking about Saint Germain being part of the original constitution. He apparently, he's an ascended master and can pop in and out of reality whenever he wants because he knows how to do it and he has the power to do that. So he showed up at the, he was popular in France and he started a trust for the American people, and he helped, popped up in Philadelphia where they were signing the Declaration of Independence, and I guess walked around them. I guess nobody noticed he popped out of thin air. So he did it outside behind the trees, as you could see. And he was working with Benjamin Franklin, and this is what the latest stuff that Carl was talking about. And he also mentions that the new reality after the event is going to be set up here in America, and we're going to start the basis of the new government on the original Constitution as decreed by the forefathers, and that Saint Germain will be helping, and that over time, with interest, the trust he started for the new Earth it has like something like $50 trillion. Now, what's interesting hearing that, this is the most recent revelation from Cobra, who is the representative for the Resistance and the Galactic Confederation, was 4 years ago, it was brought up that there was $70 trillion. Now, what happened to the other 20?
Yeah,
I don't know. But I pick up on those things, you know. Like, well, hey, what's with the change in numbers here? $20 trillion less, that's a big difference, you know. But that's plenty of money to be distributed. So the person asking the question, I think her name was Deborah, maybe, but go, you can check it out for yourself. Just go to the portal. It's up there now. And she asked the question, will any of that money in trust, will it be used before the event? And Colbert answered, very unlikely. And just for the matter of fact that I'm not afraid to get involved, I'm not afraid to ask for things. 4 years ago, maybe it was five now, when I became aware of that, I started asking, trying to communicate with these people that didn't really want to communicate back. I want my share, you know, of that money now, because I can put it to good use. And of course, apparently, Cobra, the Galactic Confederation, they are all afflicted with unresponsiveness, you know. They just don't know how to respond. That it's an important thing in life. When somebody asks you a question, answer it. Don't just ignore it and avoid it, because then you're as bad as the phony politicians. You know, so anyhow, that's what's going on with that. And Ashiana Dean, you got to review her material, but then you got to review other material that talks about the same things. And it's, and when I came across the part when they're talking about the two, the three Jesus, it's, come on. I knew that stuff started floating around back in the last century, maybe as far back as the 70s or something like that. And it wasn't, of course, it was no internet, but there was people passing out information about the more than one Jesus, and Jesus or Yeshua. It's a popular name, like John. So around the time, there could have been 100 people named Yeshua, and they're taking two or three of them, and they're telling them that, making negative stories out of them, and they're disputing all the other information that many people believe in. And I rely on the fifth apocalypse revelation as the absolute truth, because that information came to our planet via the archangel, the guardian angel of one of Jesus' brothers. I can't think of which one it was now. That was there observing the whole thing as it was happening. And that's a credible source of information. And and of course, it wasn't channeled either. It was another method was devised to present this information to us, which makes it credible also. All the information, the apocryphal revelation, comes from sources gathered out of the historical records of the universe. Nobody talks about this shit. I don't know. So what else is on your mind, Sapphire?
Well, there's another book that is, I don't even know. I think it's the Book of One. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of the Law of One, and there might be a
book. Oh, is that what it is, the Law of One?
There's something called the Law of One. You know, we're all part of the, which basically states we're all part of the single source of all that is, the original creator of all that is, and we're just different aspects of that creator exploring different realities.
The Law of One,
We do have individual personalities, though, you know. But there is a book. There's probably several, but what do you know about your book you're talking about?
Well, this particular situation is there was a gal, and I don't remember the lady's name, okay? oh gosh, she was a channeler, right? And her, I think.
There's plenty of women channeling.
Rue Kurt. Well, she laid down, and the books, everything had to be certain, had to be very specific. Like she had to lay there in a trance or whatever, and then they had like candles set in a certain way, and the Bible set in a certain way. It was an interesting book, actually. It was just bizarre, but yeah, it was okay. So it was a lot. That's why where I got mixed up is the it was a book.
Was there while we're talking about that book, was there any really important information that you found in that book?
I didn't read the entire thing because it was pretty heavy stuff. It was it was a channeling thing. Each session of channeling started out with "I am Ra, the Law of One, through beyond the limitations of name, as you call vibe," you know, stuff like that, you know, and yeah, stuff that as you
so
call.
So the book included many channelings, right?
Yes, but it was the same person, the same set of people that were. Yeah. It was a. But yeah, and they call when we would speak, they call it like vibratory sound complexes, and it was just bizarre. Just it was weird. It was cool, and it was enlightening.
My curiosity is this specific individual who did the channeling. Did she take the time to question her source of information by asking them the same question three times and got the same answer?
I don't know.
Three times?
I, you know, that's something that I should probably look into, you know, before
I haven't come across any Ashiana Dean information either, whether, of course, she claims, well, it's not channeling, they're just downloading into it, and she's just a vessel willing to participate. But when you're dealing with channeling information, you have to question your source because there's so many imposters out there. And we've heard the stories before. Yeah, I communicate with Jesus. I communicate with Moses. And all stuff like that because they've connected with a source that could be just pretending to be an ascended master or somebody special. And the person doesn't bother or doesn't know about the rule of the three questions.
They just move forward
assuming that they've connected with a good source, and then that source can truly screw them up by giving them misinformation on purpose, because what else do demons have to do? You know?
Right. And well, they also, isn't it, don't we need to invite them to speak to us? I mean,
in general, a positive ET wouldn't
just jump in.
Contact the universe, you put your intentions out there. I'd like to connect. But at the same time, that doesn't mean the one who answers that call for connection is valid and representing goodness, you know?
Right.
And you won't know unless you ask that. That's the rule of the universe. Even the demons have to respond to that correctly, you know? They might try to trick you, answer twice, and then deviate from the topic, thinking they fooled you because you didn't bother to ask the third time.
Yeah, and then throw you off.
That's how it works.
Easily done if you're not focused, if you don't know just how serious it is that you need to really
absolutely. I don't know if you're on Twitter or not, but I'm on Twitter, and
I am.
Well, good. Hey, welcome to Twitter. Welcome to X.
It's Sapphire. My handle is Sapphire.
Sapphire. Hey, listen, Sapphire, you know, you've got the name. You know, you should, I don't know,
dance.
Do something with that name and make yourself famous.
Don't you say that? I'm sorry, I interrupted you when you were talking. Well, what did you say exactly just then?
Oh, about the...
Come again?
Maybe, sorry, playing around with the words here. What was I going to say? I lost track of what I was going to say, too.
Oh, God.
Something
We're bad.
Yeah, we were talking about channeling, and
yes.
The I'll forget it. I'll just move on. Yeah, that happens.
Cool.
You get distracted in the conversation. What the hell was I talking about? Oh, I don't know. What were you talking about?
I'm talking about channeling, I'm talking about the future,
I'm talking about good entities, pretentious entities, and you got to question them with the three questions if you're channeling or just meeting an entity for the first time telepathically. You know, and some of these entities, they're aggressive. They'll contact you, you know. They got nothing better to do with themselves, these negative entities. They can look down into our world because some of them are sitting in a higher state of reality above the regular physical third dimension. And, of course, there's demons. Even in the highest direction, dimensions up to the 11th dimension, there's demons from the phantom matrix.
They
can look down and watch what's going on and think, oh, yeah, this person is an easy target. I'll say, I'm Jesus, and I'd like to talk to you. You're just like the same crap that goes on on Twitter. You know, people pretending to be superstars, you know? And then they try to con people and out of money. Goes, hey, would you like to be my friend? Yeah, I'm the famous guitar player Eric Clapton. You know, how would you like a pass to my concerts? You know, it's only $500, and you can go to as many concerts as you want.
Wow. Okay, so I got some stuff on the
All the time. What?
I got some stuff on the Law of One I guess it was an experiment that started in 1962, and they refined the process for 19 years. Can you believe that? That's crazy. Now, there's
I believe 19. It, because there's always things coming up, and people try to do it. You know, I recently looked up what Wikipedia had to say about the sovereign citizens movement, you know?
Citizens? that's an oxymoron and a half, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, well, anyhow, they had nothing but negativity to say about anything. And, you know, to try to dissuade people from getting involved in these things.
That's true. They don't want anyone to do it. In fact,
Wikipedia, of course, they're controlled by New World Order, because it's supposed to be official. And, of course, there was no mention of, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Mickey Klon, K-L-A-N-N.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she pulled off an amazing thing in Maricopa County. And she served all the 12 board members at a public meeting. And scared them so much they had to run out of the room, and she did get some positive results out of that. The following week when they got together, they, of course, she could persecute them further. They passed a law that there would be no pornography in the school, because, you know, the New World Order, they want to promote pornography and all kinds of weird shit.
Right, yes, they do. And that was all they changed?
And then it went to the mask mandate to prohibit forcing children to wear masks in school, and the board went and passed that law too, and then that ping-ponged over to other communities to do the same thing, and there are no more mask restrictions, pretty much.
Did they address the fluoride in the water? Because that was one of their
complaints. They didn't get that far. I mean, of course, a major item is to go after the bond, and if you go to the bond people and make your case that these people didn't take an oath to the Constitution, the real Constitution, and they're fraudulently perpetrating themselves as officials when they're not. And and they're doing other things wrong, you can collect the bond money on them and effectively put out of work. And I say, that's the perfect tool to use with every member of the U.S. Congress.
Absolutely. And I think in Maricopa County that they actually, their bond, I think they have like an umbrella bond where it covers all of them. But it isn't, they're supposed to like have some skin in the game, you know?
That was brought up. If you watch the video, Mickey.
I've been tracking her.
Bond brings up the point: you don't have a proper bond. She said that.
They sure don't. A surety bond? No, they don't. And that's a crime. And I remember looking it up. I don't exactly remember if.
Right, and she goes on to say, because of your criminal activity, you are traitors. And
that's big felony.
If you don't like do something, change your attitude, or start listening to us, we're going to call the military, and they're going to come and get you.
Well, they're
put you on a military tribunal, and the crime for being a traitor is death.
Yes, it can be death. That's one of the definite possibilities. There are other possibilities, but
you can bargain your way out, I'm sure.
Yeah, I suppose. You know? Yeah, I suppose if we tolerate that crap, you know.
I know. So that's a real the most important win that I've come across, and we need to continue with this. You know.
And in fact, there's a website that, and I forget what it is. Oh, what the heck is that website? She has a web. Her and a crew of people have a website that you can get all sorts of documentation and so forth to do the same thing. The form, you know, they show you how to do it.
Yeah,
you know, and your guys is
there's other people
New
doing
York?
It too, but she seems to be the most successful one. And
New York could use.
Then there's also that guy Ghoul who. Got the American flag,
captured
the American
flag. That's right.
He's another a real patriot out there. You know, he claims he can muster an army. I mean, I'd like to talk to him. I say, well, you ready to muster that army?
No kidding.
And surround the capital and serve them all on the same day and say, listen, you're all fraudulent. Mm-hmm. And we have the army out outside waiting to take into custody. Why would they be shitting their pants?
Shackles and all. Well, those folks, they don't have a surety bond. They don't take an oath to us. They don't take an oath to our constitution.
Corporation.
You know, the republic. Yeah, they take a oath to the corporation's constitution, which is different. You know, there's some key words there. And the
but they're masquerading as really being public servants when they're not. So that's a crime
there. That's
right,
the crime.
Exactly.
That is the crime. Yeah.
And some of them might not even realize it, but regardless, like the old saying goes, ignorance of the law is no defense.
Is no excuse. Yeah, and they've been given an opportunity, and we're all watching it, and she just take her time. Yeah, they've been given an opportunity to remedy, and they're not, they come up with no pornography in the school. Well, gee, that's obvious. I mean, who the hell wants that?
Well, you won't believe how many they've gotten pornography into the libraries, into the schools. They've got the drag queen shows in the schools in England, and they've gotten away with all this shit because the people, you know, are allowing it to happen, you know? And people are being arrested in England for just normal things, you know? You can't preach the Bible in public, you know?
Wow.
But you can preach the Quran in public and vote chant and make a lot of noise and block the streets with the... put your prayer mat down in front of 10 Downing Street, right in front of the Prime Minister's residence there, and block up the whole place. And they allow you to do that, you know? It's crazy.
That's funny. Yes, they do. They're crazy. They're crazy. Yeah,
oh, yeah. They're a hopeless case, United Kingdom. It's unbelievable.
They say that... Now,
if anybody needs a revolution, they do.
Because it all started there, really. And I'm thinking the people they're going to get tired of all this bullcon that's going on.
Yeah, but
right now.
Unfortunately, they're not organized enough to confront the authorities, and the police, of course, are all controlled by the fake government there, and they have a problem. They don't have the U.S. Constitution. To go back on, they have their Magna Carta, but it's not as good as the Constitution.
And, the Magna Carta, it was good. You're right. Wasn't that Spain who King Frederickson or something like that? I think. I don't know.
Well, actually, the Magna Carta was I forget what king of England they did. It happened in the 1200s, where they had an agreement. It was an agreement that the king agreed to consider the population, the common people, in regards to laws and stuff like that, and they gained some rights through that document. But it's not as great as the U.S. Constitution. It was the beginning. The U.S. Constitution borrowed what they could from that, and.
King John or something like that. King John. And it was between him and the nobility. Was it between him and the common people or the nobility?
I forget who it was between.
The common.
But that was the beginning of the first freedom document for people. And it's an important document. And unfortunately, the people over there, they don't know how to organize to confront the government. They're still wasting their time going out there and protesting. They're still, calling their MP representatives in Parliament, the 686 of them. And, of course, Parliament's still a couple of hundred of them are the House of Commons, which they don't even get to elect. These are the filthy rich. And so they're dealing with a difficult situation. And
they are.
Right. And the police are ordered to suppress anybody that tries to take any volition of their own,
Well, that's why they got to go with the pen. The pen's mightier than the sword in a lot of ways. I mean, because that's how they've enslaved everybody anyway.
Well, the biggest problem is they have to get the police on their side because the police are out there harassing the general public every way. And just on assertions, over in England there, it's so bad. If you call, you don't like your neighborhood, you just call the police and say they're doing something that is, they're talking about free speech, and I don't want to hear it. And they'll come and arrest you.
Oh, fucking crazy.
You're talking free speech. They do it to the journalist Tommy Robinson all the time. He's out there trying to be a journalist, and they arrest him. And what's my crime? Yeah. Journalism? And they says, right, your crime is journalism.
That's right.
That's how sick they are over there. But if they could get away with it here, they would do it here too, believe me. But it's not going to happen here. Hey, this is Sapphire. Thank you for calling.
Have a blessing.
It's really the end of the show. It was a couple of minutes ago. And hey, I love your name.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
I'll tell my mom thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. Okay, people, we're at the end of our show And we're going to do the countdown. And you get to hear one of my greatest creations, that lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? I am. Are you? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the words. You heard it before, but listen to the words. It could be your anthem, too, because we all want to be somebody. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Stop to look, cause I caught their eye.